Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show coming to you from the RBR Network. We are located out of Memphis, Tennessee, and I am in Redmond, Washington, talking to you now. Glad to have you on this evening. We're getting ready to have a fantastic show, a great cosmic journey together. I want everyone to know that you can access the show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford Live or by going to the archives, which are available shortly after the show finishes. Now, if you're not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in to 347-838-9142. And if you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142. Annie, the moderator, will get you in when she sees your phone number come up. Tonight, we have a really special guest. Mama Delfino is on tonight, and she is a medical intuitive. Mama has been coming on my show, and I looked at the first time that she was on, and that was in 2012. So she was one of the first people that I got in on my show and has been coming back, of course, ever since. And we just love everything that she shares with us, and you will too. She's always got some good things that she's going to be telling us. But before I bring Mona in and tell you more about her, I want to tell you about the RBR Network. The shows start on Monday. I'm the first one, the Cosmic Contact Show. That's at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. These are all Central Standard Time. The I'm Well Show is at 8 p.m. on Tuesday. The Night Search Show is on Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. Wednesday is the No Show at 7 p.m. And then the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is at 8:30 on Wednesdays. Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30. Friday is the Searcher's Roadmap Show, and that's at 1 in the afternoon. The Dream Vision 7 show is 3 p.m. Saturday is Soul Town, The Sound of Music. That's at 3 p.m. And then Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 show again, and that's at 3 p.m., and that's from Boston. So that is our lineup for all week, so make sure you check us out, but be sure and come back again next Monday and check me out again, too. Well, this evening, I want to tell you about this great, wonderful guest that we have tonight, and I'm so excited to have her back. Mona is a medical intuitive. She is a vibrational healer, coach, and a mentor with the Institute of Heart Math and more. She does so many things. She's phenomenal. Now, her topic this Monday is Your Spiritual Immune System, and this is regarding a book that is coming out soon that Mona is going to be sharing with us tonight. Mona has so many wonderful things that she's been doing over the last 30 years in the healing profession. And her passion has always been as a healer. And as you hear her talk about what she shares about not just healing ourselves, but our planet and, you know, and everything that we're connected to. She's very vibrant. She's nurturing. She's uplifting. She has a great energy. She laughs a lot. So I can tell she's connected to angels. She is recognized and accomplished spiritual priestess and shaman. And she does, anyway, she does everything. But I want you to know, if you want to get in touch with her, you can Skype her, phone her, or call in person. And the number is here on the show. Or you can go to her new website, or the one she's been revamping, which I did before yesterday and looked at everything. It looks so great. Checked out that treasure box, too. Thought that was really neat. The phone number to reach her is at 541-639-1814, or go to sacredreconnections.com. That is her website. Okay, well, let's bring Mona in and see what's going on. Hi, Mona.
Hey, Pam. Hey, thank you so much for having me on your show again. I always love coming on your show. You've always got the best audience, and, you know, I'm always really grateful to answer a lot of questions, you know, because that's part of the fun, isn't it? You know, when you start getting a lot of people listening, it's like, oh, yeah, let's get into this. Let's talk about it. So I'm thinking, like, the last 20 minutes of our show, it would be real nice to have people call in and ask some questions of me. And I just want to say out loud, because I know we've done this many times, when you're calling in to ask a question, make sure that you're asking about something that's relevant to the talk that we're going through today, because this is going to be a lot of information in a very short period of time. And so I'm going to try to keep my voice to where I'm not talking too fast like I usually do, start laughing about everything. What I want to do is thank everybody, first of all, for being on the show, and Pam, you in particular. So thank you again for having me. This is just going to be a treat.
Well, it is our treat, and I'm excited to have you, too. Well, you know, we talked about a few things before the show, and you said you were going to share mm-hmm. some things with us about time that we're coming into is the year of the monkey, right?
Oh, yeah, man, this is really fun. Today, you've got me on the show at the best time. Of course you do. You know, it's like it's the Chinese New Year, and this is a big deal. This is the year of the fire monkey. And the fire monkey is playful and inventive and likes to check things out and looks at things and doesn't take things seriously, but yet can really focus when it needs to. This is the year we're in, Pam. So we're just now coming into this most innovated, dynamic year of 2016. And it is a year that we're going to be creating something so incredibly different than what we've had before. We have to create. That's one of the big things about this year. And I'm going to tell you a little more about that, honey. But right now I want to tell you, too, that it is also a new moon. So you combine those two, okay, and any astrologer would go, whoa, you know, this is an intense time. But intense in a good way. It doesn't have to be a bad way. There's no such thing in spirit as a good or bad. You know, it is what it is, so let's deal with it, basically. You know, that's what it's coming into. The new moon is basically about new beginnings. And so what we're doing is we are now coming into a time of being able to see different, maybe to change our perspective, to look at life a new way. And this is what it's about. Now, this new moon is going to be very, very important because it is telling us that we have an opportunity. This is a strong moon. And what it's telling us is that Mars is in Scorpio at the same time. Now, I want you to know I did talk to our friend Mahala. And Mahala is a fabulous astrologer and one of my best friends, and she's been doing this a long time. She is telling us that Mars is in Scorpio, and it goes until March 6th. And along with the new moon that we've got coming up right now, it's telling us that the past is coming up for everybody. So if anybody has had any issues recently with visiting an old relationship, or you might be driving a car and suddenly you remember that, oh, gosh, I remember going to that restaurant 10 years ago and I remember who I was with and things like that. So you're starting to actually pick up on things that you did a long time ago, or maybe it's a relationship you don't need in your life anymore and you're having to deal with that. This is what we call in today's world, it's called crisis management. And that's what the new moon is representing. It's called crisis management. So with Mars and Scorpio, we are at a time where we have to look at our past in order to change it. And we have to remember that a lot of the things we've done were through attachments, you know, and when we attach to something, we know that it's difficult to let go of. And so what this wonderful moon and this wonderful year are about is about releasing the past, opening up a new avenue so that you can see different and expand yourself in your consciousness, so that you can start creating and manifesting better. So this is the freedom of the year that we have right in front of our face. It's a beautiful year, and it's a very, very exciting, and we should be all encouraged. But I know there's going to be some tough times for people out there, and it's what we have to learn to understand. It's not about judging it. It's about understanding it and then seeing your way through it, and I'm going to give you some insights as to how to do that. But at this particular time, it is very innovative, and we're looking at a new world. Okay, it's just coming in. We can't help it. Everybody knows we've all been going through lots of changes for quite some time now. But now, now's the nitty-gritty. So that's what we're dealing with right now, today, as we're talking. And so we're still learning, and we're still growing, and we're not going to stop doing that. As a matter of fact, we're going to do it even more this year. So, you know, put on your thinking caps and get your eraser out. and then we'll start going into our new process of what this is about this year. And I'm going to share with you, I am coming out with a new book. It's actually a guidebook, and I'm really, really excited about it. It's called Your Spiritual Immune System. And this book, Pam, is going to help people to understand more about why we're going through what we're going through and how to. It's a how-to book. I don't think there's too many books out there right now that actually tell you how. A lot of people are talking to us about the things and the changes, but the how-tos are what the people need to know. How do we do that? How do we change our mind? How do we look at things different? You know, we can't keep going the same way we were and expect better results. You know, so we're really at a period of time of learning that creativity, right? So this book is going to help you to guide you through how to understand spiritual immune system. Isn't that a beautiful title? I just love that title. And, you know, and some of the questions, honey, that come up, and feel free to pop in any time. I'm just going to keep talking.
Well, some of the questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, that book is going to be bringing out information on how you can work with your emotional body, your mental body, and your spiritual ideas, beliefs, concepts, ideas. Ideas are very important because the ideas are what begins a manifestation. Everything that was made in this world had to start with an idea. And so we're coming into an understanding of living quantumly. It's not just talking about it. It's not just wondering, okay, it's going to be more about how are we engaging in the quantum world, because we're doing it anyway, you know, whether we like it or not, we're on the planet and we have things happening. So if you feel stuck, which a lot of people, honey, have been feeling stuck lately, as a matter of fact, we just went through a cycle and I posted this on my Facebook page, but one of the cycles we went through, you know how like there were like five or six planets in alignment recently? I think that was like on February 2nd or 3rd. I'm not an astrologer, so I can't tell you the exact dates, but I know that it was just really recent that we had these planets that were kind of lining up, and in the sky you could look up and see them all. Were you aware of that?
Yes, I was. I saw that.
Yeah. And okay,
I didn't
and the
see
cool
it, but
part,
I saw that it was going to be out there in the sky, but I never didn't get to see it in the morning.
And yeah, I heard it was really spectacular. I talked to some people that had seen it, and they said it was just incredible. And so, but one of the things that came out of that were, there was a couple things, and one of them was that it began a new clarity for us. And sometimes right now what's happening is it also gave us a wave of information that came through. Now, this is how it came to us. And I know many, many of the listeners will agree with me. One of the things that we've been feeling in the last week, and this is more so than usual, okay, is that we ended up becoming foggy-brained. We sometimes have extreme thirst. We have sleepless nights. We're not getting our sleep enough. Or we may wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh, my God, I'm awake at 4 o'clock in the morning and I can't go back to sleep. Okay, we have slight nausea going on in our system. And we also are having more relationship misunderstandings. And, well, unfortunately or fortunately, depends on what we're learning from it. So in some way, we are still feeling like Mercury's in retrograde. And you've noticed probably, too, that electrical systems and phones and computers, they've been shutting down for no reason at all. Our Skypes aren't working. Things are happening in the middle of nowhere, and then your call just gets cut off. I mean, that's been happening to me recently. In the last couple of days, I've noticed it more that, you know, the computer might not work right. And many people are talking about computer issues coming up. So these are just some of the things that have been going on in the last probably 5 days in particular. So basically what this is telling us is that we have to feel through these changes that these are what we're coming into is, it's not that we're going to stay this way, but it's, and it's not meant to harm us at all. And don't be afraid of these changes. What they're doing is they're helping us to get off the track of the past. We must remember everything that's happening right now is helping us to release the past. And being foggy-brained, it's not because necessarily you're not getting enough oxygen, even though that could be the case. It means that what's happening is we're not getting sometimes the clarity of the downloads. We call them downloads in my world, because it's like when you get a new aha moment or you start to see something different and you didn't recognize it was like that before, you go, oh, yeah, that's right, you know, never thought about it like that before. That's what happens when we start becoming clear. But right now, it's like going on a diet. Sometimes you reach a certain point and you can't lose that extra 5 pounds. That's what a foggy brain is. It's that point in time where you can't seem to understand the clarity of where you're going, okay? And so, and not to judge it, but recognize it. And don't try to get out of it too fast or you'll miss the point. The opportunity of these things happening is not to say you're in a bad mood or it's a bad thing. It's about recognizing that you're being downloaded to a new beginning. And also extreme thirst, oh my goodness, I've heard a lot of people being thirsty lately. They feel dehydrated. And that's a pretty big thing. Mostly sleepless nights. Whew, a lot of people going through that right now. So, you know, this is something to understand, that just go with it. My suggestion, just go with it. And don't try to change it, because things aren't the same as they've ever been before, and they're not going to be. That means that things are changing. Once you come into clarity through these changes, then you're going to start feeling more confident about your own clarity. So in other words, we are being tested to the max. Everything that we have ever done, everything that we have ever known is being put up against a true reality. And we're having to look at it in the face. It's kind of like when you die, they say, you know, when you pass over, you basically have to look at all the things you've done in just a very, very short second of time, because there is no time. And so you look at that, you go, oh my gosh, all these things I could have done differently, you know. So right now we're being gifted, if you will, and it looks like a big fat challenge. But truly what it is, it's an amazing, amazing blessing, or a gift, if you will. It's something that's helping us to clear ourselves from the past that didn't really exist in the first place. So the truth is, sweetheart, we've made it all up. We believed other people. We understood what the doctors were telling us, but it didn't always make sense. What I want to say is that life isn't the same anymore. And our spiritual immune system means that you're going to start feeling the power that you carry inside yourself, which is also going to change your physical form. So the physical body is going to become healthier. In the long run, what this book is meant to do is to help you understand and how to guide you into recognizing that there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. Everything that's happening is always for a reason. We're not victims, and we are not learning just by random experiences. They come up because they're a lesson. And one thing, you know, Pam, many years ago I had a Cherokee mentor. I had her for 12 years, very fortunate to have Karen. And Karen was full Cherokee, and she let me have it. There were times where I was on that hot seat more than I can even tell you, and she wouldn't let me up until I learned the lesson. And a lot of times I had to learn that life was going to continue to bring me to these lessons, and then I would see through them. Just like everybody's going through right now, the foggy brain, I had to go through that with her. And I had to sit down, and this was 20 years ago, you know. And so I sat down, I went, oh my gosh, I didn't see it like that before. I didn't know that you know, when you're trying to help somebody, that you have to save yourself first. You know, it's that kind of thing. You have to come first in the long run, because you're the one who's making life happen. And if you are out there putting yourself out for everybody else, where are you? So these were the kinds of things that I had to learn 20 years ago. And I'm fortunate. I feel blessed. I feel grateful and appreciative that I actually got that opportunity, because Karen passed away in 2005. And then I took on everything that I was taught. I already knew that I had to go out in the world and do it. It was my turn now. So I've been doing a lot of work, you know, for quite some time, but I would say from that period of time on, I've really been going to town with all this. So yeah, I've done a lot of research and study, but I've been healing, doing healing work for many, many years, ever since I was a child. And you know, healing work is not something that you think, you know, you don't always think when you're doing healing work. A lot of times you have to come from your heart. And so many of us are learning that the heart is the pump. It's the indicator. It's the one that starts us. It's the true brain is what it is. So the heart is going to indicate what is going to happen. Every heartbeat matters. That's your heart rate variability. And every heartbeat matters because what it does is it triggers everything else in your body. And so whenever you feel anything, you will actually allow that experience to occur in the body, and then the body will take that on as a secondary. See, so the primary is the feeling, and the secondary is the effect. So it's cause and effect. Do I make sense here? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Everything you shared is great. I understand. Tell us a little bit more about the book. I mean, you know...
Well, the book is the book is a guidebook. Mm-hmm. It's it actually teaches us how to identify and define what our physical immune system does. Okay, so it's going to start out with telling you about the physical immune system. What is our immune system about? It's one of the highest formats. It is the hottest topic in the pharmacy today, because the immune system is actually the one that keeps us healthy. And, you know, we've got the thymus, and we've got the organs in the body are always trying to help us, you know, and the liver will detox, and we'll just continue to keep functioning. And the body, the cells will actually die off, you know, they do every single day, and we get new cells. So the reason why people stay sick is because they haven't changed their thinking. The bottom line is people aren't changing their thinking. And unfortunately, that's affecting the body. And 2016, this is going to be even stronger, because we're being hit with a new reality, which is called reality, you know, in the sense of quantum physics. We are here. And so we have to understand the immune system, it can get interrupted by our emotions, okay? And so our emotional blockages, anything that hurt us in the past, our hearts went into a frustration, we didn't want to look at something, we felt that we were going to get hurt again, so we kept up our wall. This is what actually stops the immune system from functioning properly. It's a blockage in your energy field. And so if the emotions are blocking you, then the immune system will get blocked. It'll get interrupted, so to speak. And then what happens is it sets into place a fact where the cells become overwhelmed. If there is a blockage in the energy, then there has to be a cause and effect. Then the effect is going to be a physical symptom eventually. What's going to happen is the body's going to get sick. And a lot of times right now we are overloaded in our country with autoimmune dysfunctions. And autoimmune diseases are because the immune system can't work properly, you see. So then we become dysfunctional. And if the body becomes dysfunctional, it becomes it's having to fight for itself. That's what an autoimmune dysfunction is. It's almost like a battle on the inside. And so, unfortunately, every autoimmune dysfunction that I've ever worked with, because I read energy, if I have ever worked with anything with autoimmune, it comes into the same category, okay, as a medical intuitive, I can tell you, it comes into the same category as another one. So you have MS, you have Parkinson's, you have thyroid issues, okay, and you can have lots of different autoimmune dysfunctions, but every one of them, by reading the energy of an autoimmune disease, you will find that there are things that come up that are very similar. In other words, personality traits. Personality traits can be involved in immune problems, because thyroid is about, I'm just going to start in now, okay? Thyroid is about control issues. So we have a hyperthyroid and a hypothyroid. When you have a hyperthyroid, it means that what's happening is that you're trying to control too much. You're not aware of what you're controlling, but you think you need to be in control. So the hyperthyroid will step into place, and the body will go through a form of an autoimmune anxiety. And so that's where it hits. It goes into the thyroid. So that's the first part. The second part of that is a hypothyroid. And in the hypothyroid, it's a different story. It means you don't feel good enough. You're not strong enough to feel like you're in control. You may let others allow to walk over you, and it's not necessarily your first choice. But because you haven't learned to stand up for yourself, be powerful, self-empowered, all those things, a lot of times the thyroid gets hit with a hypo. So it's not enough. So you're going through this. This is what happens in our body. The body is a resemblance of everything that you're allowing. Let me say that again. The body is a resemblance of everything you are allowing. And that's what happens. Our physical bodies have to be challenged sometimes for us to learn a lesson. So, but it doesn't have to be that way, Pam. It doesn't have to, because unfortunately, we here in the United States haven't been taught properly. I've been doing this work for a long time, you know, and I can tell you that everything that I see, I do not call a disease. I never have. I used to be a nurse for 7 years in neurology, but I would call it a condition, because conditions can be changed. Diagnoses and diseases are taught that they can't necessarily. You know, you have to have a pill for this, or you have to have a pill for that. Well, we are the pill. You know, our body was designed to be the pill. And how can it be the pill if we're not allowing it to be a pill? You see what I'm saying? So you have to learn sometimes the hard way to get to the core root of what true health really is. But this, again, stems from our heart. We have to learn to recognize, not to judge, and to feel compassion. It's the easiest format of healing is when you understand that you can take compassion and put that into any situation. And what that does is it draws you away from blame. It draws you away from judging. It helps you not to feel like you have to constantly go out and fight for yourself. When you are self-empowered, it does not mean fighting. It means loving. That's the difference. And it means loving with confidence. Okay, so that's the difference when it comes right down to true health. And today we have to understand as a human race that we are all coming together and we're learning how to manifest differently. So to do that, we have to understand the basics for the individual power. And that's my job. And so this book that I'm coming out with is actually going to teach you that. That's what I'm doing. So kind of fun.
Well, that is a lot, and I love everything you're sharing. Of course, I'm right on the same page with you. I do myself truly believe it starts with our emotions, and then it filters to the body, and the immune system gets weak, and then you get mentally down and physically down, but it does come from the emotions. And I think that, really, the first thing that I muscle test when I'm working with someone is, what is your immune system calibrating at? Then, you know, what you're dealing with. But,
right.
Yeah. It's, and, you know, I want to say, too, I had a wonderful healing treatment with Mona 2 days ago, and it was amazing. She was just right on with what was going on with me, and she did some of her energy work. It was done over the telephone. I immediately started feeling better and have felt better ever since. I wanted to let her know that a couple of days ago, but it is what I needed. And so I want everyone to be sure and take Mona's phone number down or send her an email. Her phone number, if you want to call her, is 541-639-1814, or go to her website, www.sacredreconnections.com, and you're going to be delighted. She is amazing. She tunes in and just figures out right away what's going on, and it was wonderful. I just want to thank you, and that's why I'm so happy you're on my show and that I know you.
Thank you, Pam.
Well, also now I'm going to be teaching some workshops and classes.
Here's the latest. The latest and greatest from Planet Mona is that we have a new school coming in. I want to share with the world. I really would love everybody to be a part of this. I am working with a wonderful business agent, and I'm also working with a fantastic business partner who is helping me in keeping grounded in the book so that I don't overdo. And she'll say, Mona, slow down. You're like a double PhD, and I'm in kindergarten here. And so she helps me to stay at a pace where I can actually teach and we can be more resilient in the teaching by going out longer and doing a lot more teaching. So basically what we're doing is we're starting our online energy medicine school. We're going to try to have it up by April 1st. I want everyone to know it's coming on, but please check the website. If you are interested in being a part of it, we're going to have lots and lots of different vibrational healing courses. They're going to be inexpensive. I want to tell everybody right now, don't worry. Please don't worry. Everybody is going to these energy medicine classes and online, and they're so expensive. And I'm like appalled by it because I feel like, you know, if you're really into a lot of this energy work and you want to help people to, you know, to hear what you have to say, then everybody has to be included, right? So everybody that wants to come, and there doesn't need to be any discrimination on any level, including financial. So what we're doing is we're going to start helping people to come into the school online, and then we're going to have these classes available for you. And a lot of them are going to be about how to heal at home. I feel that is extremely important. How to take your power back. How to feel empowered. When we feel stuck, how do we get out of that? Where do we go when we start feeling like we don't know what to do in our life? And how many people are going through that right now? You know, I mean, the world's going through that. You know, where am I going to go in this year? How am I going to change in my transition? Am I going to keep the same job? Highly likely not, because there's so many changes and shifts going on that all of us are being downloaded into something new. So what we're doing is the school is going to benefit you, and the book, the guidebook, is going to be a part of the school. So it's going to be mandatory to have this book at the same time that you're going to these classes online. You can go anywhere from all around the world. You can be a part of this. And then our classes, like I say, are not going to be expensive, but because, you know, it doesn't, we're going to have a lot of people attending. So, you know, it's going to keep the cost down. The other thing is that we're going to be able to teach you about vibrational healing on every level. My business partner is very big into homeopathy. And so she's going to teach about homeopathy, how easy it is to understand the difference between, you know, what you have going on and how to counteract it. Okay, so she's got that information for you. I've got all kinds of information. We're going to have other teachers that are going to teach you about animal communication, crystal healing, how to understand crystals. FYI, I don't know if you saw this YouTube the other day, but David Wolf on he's on Facebook, and David came out with a video yesterday of this 8-year-old child named Adam, and Adam actually had talked. He's 8 years old, and he puts crystals up to his ear, and he can hear what they're saying. And so this child is teaching other kids how to learn to listen to crystals. It's fabulous. I mean, this is the stuff we're coming into. These kids are blowing our mind, and they're teaching us how to behave and how to get a new life. And they have no concept of denial. They don't understand what it means to stop yourself from feeling, you know. So the kids are coming in better with much more anticipation of what they're capable of. They're already got it. So what I'm teaching on the other note is also about a new parenting and a new paradigm. That's going to come up on the online school as well. So we're going to teach kids. We're going to teach parents. We're going to teach anybody and everybody with a new course outline that's going to affect you when it comes to your own personal energy. So that, my dear, is what is happening.
Well, I love everything that you shared. And, you know, it's exciting, and I'm loving your school. I'm going to have to talk to you more about that because I and myself do a lot of energy healing, because I would like to learn more about the homeopathy. I know very little about that. Well, you know, we've got several people lined up here wanting to talk to you. Can we bring someone in right now?
Yeah, let's go ahead and bring people in, sure.
Okay, I'm going to bring Jackie Boyd in. She's from Arkansas.
Okay.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Pam. How are you? Hi, Mona.
Hi, Jackie. Thanks for calling.
Yes, well, my question is, with all these shifts and changes and all that, I had this big mass of bacterial virus come up in a big lump behind my left ear, and now they're telling me I have little tumors in that tonsil, and I'd like to know how you see all of this working together and what you see in my throat.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right. Okay, very, very good question. And I want to, first of all, thank you for asking. I know it's not always easy to talk about things that are going on personally. And so we have to understand, Jackie, there are two ways of looking at things like this. Number one, it comes up for a reason, right? That's what everybody has to recognize, is the body is trying to be your mirror. It's telling you what's going on. So let me start out by telling you really quickly, the left ear is about receiving what you're hearing. It's receiving what you're hearing. Bacteria, we all have bacteria, and there's good bacteria and there's bad bacteria. And a lot, if the bacteria is clumping too much, it means there is a significant issue that's wanting to be heard, a significant issue that you might not be liking to hear, but that needs to come up to be heard. And so what's going on is when it's clumping like that, it can also mean, of course, that, you know, and it's a physical portion of it, is that there's too much inflammation in that area. A lot of times people have inflammation because their bodies are out of alignment. Okay, but again, it is not an accident. This just doesn't happen randomly. You know, there's a reason why things come up like that. Our bodies get defensive, and we get defensive, and we put up our walls, and a lot of times the body has to be affected that way. The behind the left ear means that there's an issue, a situation that has been coming up. As long as you have known about this and you start to feel uncomfortable, that's when it started. So my suggestion to you is to think back as to what has been bothering you or feeling toxic in your life, that especially when it comes to having to listen to it. What do you not like to listen to, sweetheart? That's the question that you're being asked. This is the body's language, okay? And I always appreciate when people ask, because I can't always come out and tell you the exact cause unless you call me for an individual appointment, because it's really pretty big. Sometimes you get into it and you start really talking and asking questions. But right now we have enough time to say, here's the body's language, here's what it's telling you, and so here's some of the things you can do about it, honey. Okay, number one, you can put your hand behind where it's at, and you start massaging it. Completely start massaging it. Some of the things that I like to ask people is to put some castor oil on the area. Castor oil is a fabulous, fabulous healer. And, you know, it's one of the Edgar Cayce remedies. But it's always really, really good for things that are going on. Like, you know, you sit there and you can just kind of like push your fingers down onto that area of the lymphatic area and just keep pushing down the neck. And what it happens is it starts to loosen up. Now, you're not a victim on anything. You are very capable of loosening this. Even sometimes breast cancer, they'll scare the you-know-what out of you when they tell you that they think you have breast cancer. You do a castor oil pack, and sometimes that lump goes away. Okay? So we have just been known how to be afraid because of what we're told. They don't have answers for us. So my suggestion is put some castor oil on it, and rub it, and at the same time that you're rubbing it, Jackie, start thinking about some of the things that have been happening to you in the last couple of years, that things that you really didn't want to hear that you felt were toxic, honey, okay?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I know exactly what it is, and thank you for clarifying that for me.
You are welcome, sweetheart, and thank you for calling.
I got it. Bless you.
Okay,
thank you.
Honey.
It was great. Oh, my gosh. And I am really into that castor oil with Edgar Cayce, too. That is amazing. I hope people will listen to that and work with it. Let's see who else we've got on the online right now. I'm going way down here too far. Okay. Our next one is.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Hi, Mona. My question is around...
Wait. What's your name?
Oh, sorry. My name is Helen.
Hi, Helen. Where are you from?
I'm from Rhode Island.
Okay, nice to meet you. Go ahead.
Nice to meet you. I have a question around, I have a chronic pain in my neck, and some people are telling me it's gallbladder. I've had all of the upper GI tests, and they tell me there's some inflammation, but not enough to cause the heartburn and inflammation that I have. So it's kind of been a puzzle.
Okay. Now, partly what's happening, Helen, is that you have can you take a deep breath for me? Okay. So what you have going on here, there's two things happening. Just in your breath alone, I can tell there's anxiety in your body. And the anxiety is causing the acid. And what that is it means that you're always trying to keep on top of things and you don't feel that you can. Is this correct?
It is.
Okay, that's what's causing your problem. So right there, it's a feeling like, you know, the hiatal muscle, sweetheart, is a muscle that should be down by our belly button, but that little sucker can come up and it can hit on the diaphragm, the heart, and the lungs. So your hiatal is up a little bit too high, which is causing you not to digest properly, too, on top of everything else. So you're not digesting properly, you're not breathing properly, and you're not thinking clear enough because you're putting too much pressure on yourself. That's what this is about. And so my suggestion to you is to calmly go into your heart and you tell yourself that you are no longer going to accept the pressure that has been given to you by everybody and everything and recognize it as now it's your turn. Now you bring your power back. It's your turn to be what you want, not what you feel you have to be for everybody else. That's the biggest thing I can tell you as a piece of advice. Physically speaking, what I can suggest are two things. Number one, there's a physical exercise that everybody can do to be able to help themselves not feel so stressed out. The way you do that is you have to lay on your back and you put your fist, you get a fist, and you put it right underneath your rib cage, right in the center, and then you put your other hand on top of that. And you put it right directly in underneath, like right by the xiphoid process, you know, like you're going to do CPR. You take a big deep breath and you exhale. And on your exhale, you push down to your belly button. So don't be afraid to push your stomach down, okay? You have to push it. And you'll feel a little lump there that's right underneath the rib cage. You'll feel this little lump. You push that down. That's your hiatal muscle. And push it down to your belly button, not any further because then you're going into your bladder and your pelvic. So make sure you just push it down, and it's going to help you amazingly to start breathing better. And you do that three times, push, 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 okay, on your exhale. Now, you know, I also have on my website, honey, I also have a diagram on how to do that. So, you know, it is on the website. You can go check it if you don't think you're doing it correctly. But there's no right or wrong. All you have to do is just push it down, and then you'll start to feel like you can breathe again. Okay? Does that help to get you started?
It does. Very interesting. I've never heard that.
Yeah, it's actually when the hiatal muscle is too high. They did a beautiful study at Davis University several years ago, and they put out a book called The Hiatal Hernia Syndrome. But I think it's out of print now. But I used to buy them by the dozens, and then I would give them out to people because people didn't realize that a high hiatal, okay, it doesn't have to be a hiatal hernia. It doesn't have to break through the tissue of the diaphragm. But it can be a high hiatal, and as you push it down, it gets clearer, okay? And then we start breathing better, and the acid goes away. But if we continue to have it like that, we can develop lots of different things, and, you know, it's not pretty. And 99 different diagnoses were found at Davis University in their lab when they started to realize when the hiatal was too high, what was happening to the rest of the body. So it's a fabulous book, and if it's still in print, I recommend it to anybody because it talks about that. But 99 different comparable diagnoses were found when they weren't even the diagnosis. They were only a high hiatal that was causing the effects of the body to have the similar effects as a poor stomach, poor digestion, allergies, pain in the neck, no pun intended. It's all of that. So push that hiatal down and your neck pain will go away.
Thank you so much. I'll definitely do it.
Okay, honey. All right. Keep in touch.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, Everyone, remember, if you want to talk to Mona, you can reach her at 541-639-1814, or you can go to her website, sacredreconnections.com. Well, that was wonderful what you shared with her. Well, now we've still got a few more people. Do you want me to continue bringing someone else
in?
Oh,
absolutely. We're on a roll, Pam. Okay. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Hi, this is Patricia. Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Hi, Patricia.
Thank
your question.
My question is, I'd like to find out if you could tap in to where I'm supposed to go as far as my healing abilities. The other night, one of my guides or a spirit in my dreams told me very specifically that I have healing abilities. It was very clear. Those were the words.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to find out, because I know there's a lot of different modalities, and my abilities are completely different. I heal in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to find out where I'm supposed to go with this. That's
okay,
why I'm being
honey.
Stuck.
I appreciate you asking me, and my answer to you is that it's very true. You do. But my other answer to that is that I'd rather talk with you personally and help you with that individually. And the other thing is that I would love you to be a part of the school. I would love you to talk to me ahead of time so that maybe we can make a session appointment even for a half hour, and I can help you to know more of those answers personally. And if you just go to the website, get a hold of me there, and we will definitely answer your questions. That's a big thing we're going to have to talk about.
Is there any message that you have for me, like within this call?
Yeah.
Because it's
I'll tell you one thing, and then we'll move on, because this is an individual thing that I have to work with you about. But I would recommend that you learn to let go of some of the efforts that you had been associated with in the past. Learn how to recognize that you are a loving human being, and that you do love yourself, and get all of the old past judgments out of your way. Even if it takes like a little daily practice to just consider what it feels like, what it's felt like in the past to have people judge you or you judge them, stuff like that. It's little, but it's big, because what it does is it contacts the information that you don't want to carry into your healing field. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, and that's something that I've definitely have been working on.
Bingo!
Yeah.
Bingo! We've done it again. Yeah, that's
and I
what
think
it is.
That's why the messages are coming through clearer now.
Yes, honey. Yes, you're being gifted. You've got a wonderful ability. Now we just got to let go of the past and bury it.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank
you,
honey. I'll look forward to your call.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Uh huh. Bye bye.
Well, thank you. Well, this is good. It's moving right
Isn't
along.
Isn't it fun?
Yes, I'm going to bring in Ivatar from Colorado. Hi, Ivatar.
Okay.
Hi. Ivatar or Avatar?
Ivatar with a D.
Ivatar. Hi. Oh, I like that name.
Thank you.
What can I do for you, hon?
Well, my eyesight has been getting poorer and poorer, and the last time that I went to get glasses, I went to Sears Head, you know, on glasses. They had a lot of nice designer glasses, and I went there. But I think the optometrist, I don't know if the prescription was off or whatever, but I know that my eyesight has been getting worse.
Uh-huh. Okay, so your question is, you want to know about your vision and what's causing it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's look at it. Let me just Let me just look at it here a minute. You're seeing two different views in life. Sometimes when you see a higher view of life, you also see a deeper view of life. And then sometimes it gets muddled with what's happening in life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's it. That's what's causing the vision. It's not double vision, but what it is it's actually you can get kind of like you're straining. You know, it's kind of like the eyes can strain because what you're doing is you're coming into a time where you can feel different as well as see different. But where you're going, you have to understand that it's not as hard as you've made it out to be in the past. Your new vision's going to be seen differently and clearer without effort. That's what you're coming into is a new time of development on your vision. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, that's wonderful.
I know. I love this work.
Oh, boy.
I know. I just nailed it. But, you know, the fun part is doing that. We can do this, and I'm going to teach everybody to some degree how to understand the language of the human body and then looking into it a little deeper and not having any blockages to stop us from healing each other, from helping us to understand how to do that with each other. We are our own doctors. Our body is the prayer. We are the ones. So we have to really, really kind of start getting that information now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All
sweetie.
Right. Well,
and
thank
good
you,
luck.
Dinkar. Yeah.
You're welcome. I'm going to go to the archives.
Yes. Thank
good.
You. Okay. All right. Bye-bye, sweetheart. Take care.
Okay.
Okay.
Our next caller, since we've got about 8 more minutes, is Jennifer from New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
I have to go for an ultrasound tomorrow because my doctor found I found it, and went to the doctor. I have a lump in my chest area, and I was wondering what you see as far as that. Is it,
well,
you know.
Honey, that's a loaded question. But your timing, there's no such thing as an accident, so your timing is really good. Okay, the first thing I'm going to tell you is please don't freak out.
Okay.
Anybody that goes to a doctor gets freaked out because doctors freak people out.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we want to do is recognize right now that you are not in bad shape. You're not in serious condition. But do recognize right now that you're going to start. The whole thing is if you make a session appointment with me, we're going to work on this. And I'll tell you why it's there. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I'll teach you the reasons as above, so below, and I'll teach you how to take care of it. So number one, do not freak out. That's the first thing I'm going to tell you. And then you breathe slowly and don't let them help you. Don't let them tell you anything. You call me afterwards, and we'll have a chat. And I work with stuff like this all the time, but I'm not going to tell you over the phone what it is. But I am going to tell you, don't freak out.
Okay.
Okay?
Because I do have lupus, so I get paranoid that everything is going to get, you know, what's the next thing, you know?
Well, for God's sake, it could be a lymph gland, you know? And so that's a lot of people go into the doctor because they find something and then turns out to really be nothing, you know? So don't get too paranoid about it. And just remember that everything is mutable. The body fluctuates and changes every day.
Fine. That's fine.
Okay. And then, give me a call later. We'll talk about, you know, how we can get that down. But get your ultrasound, and then so that it'll help you to feel better that you have an ultrasound.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, there you go. I like the message in your voice. It's a lot better.
Okay, thanks.
All right, sweetie. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, and thank you. And if you want to... want to call Jennifer, you can call Mona at 541-639-1814. Okay, we have one more caller on the phone. This is Karen. She's from New York. Hi, Karen.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, wonderful.
Good. I'm hoping you can shed some light on what are the root causes of what's going on with me. I've had a lot of issues and going to feel like I'm going around in circles with testing and doctors, and in the past I've been on a lot of different protocols. It started, mm-hmm. to my knowledge, with systemic candida.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know why I didn't get better. You know, of periodontal disease, sinuses, GI issues,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
mood swings. I'm on thyroid medication.
Mm-hmm.
My adrenals are kind of weak.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody knows what the real deal is. Is it a co-infection or heavy metals or where I'm at?
Well, in the first place, it's actually you've got a great personality, and you'd be a fun person to know. And
thank
then
you.
In the first place, it's your immune system. Your hormones are off, and your immune system is not functioning properly, which is causing a ricochet effect to other parts of the body. And mostly, it comes from your adrenal glands, my dear. When the adrenals are confused and they don't know what to do, then it will start running into other parts of the body. The glands will start swelling in other areas, and it will make it look like something else. Then you feel sick and you don't feel good, and it's a cycle. It continues to happen. It doesn't. It's like a hamster wheel, and that's why the body will continue to keep going through these different things. So what we have to do is clear up the old patterns of thinking, because in your old thought patterns, you weren't taking the bull by the horns in the past. And so what this is it's an emotional cause, and it's saying to you, let's get down and dirty. Let's get serious. Let's look or pedal to the metal. You know, let's move forward here. And so what you're being asked to do is take your power back, sister. That's what this is all about. And I know I don't have a lot of time on the show, but I do want to tell you that if you'd like to make a special appointment with me, I'd be happy to work with you on this. And because it's going to take a little time, but we're going to learn how to understand the autoimmune dysfunctions and what's happening, and candida is one of them, and what is also happening in your adrenal glands. And remember, when I get the school up and running, I would love each and every one of you, even those of you that haven't called, to be in that school. Let's learn how to do this together. You can ask a million questions in these classes. It's not going to be so cut and dry that you can't be asking the questions you want to know. Okay? So on that note, sweetie, that's what I'm going to tell you right now. And then we can actually go further, you know, if you give me a call, then I can take you in other places and tell you why, okay?
And you cover emotional mostly, or like supplements, things like that?
Cover everything.
Beautiful.
We talk about herbs. We talk about herbs, Chinese herbs, what they're for the immune system. Chinese herbs are very, very important when people are, Ayurvedic is important. We have a lot of wonderful modalities out there. Now we just have to learn to use them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm going to recommend, is that when you get ready, it won't confuse you. It'll mean that there's one specifically that's going to set you up into understanding the cause, okay? And then we'll go from there. And I'm the one that does that, and then we take you into other areas that you can start working with, including, I think in your case, it's going to be more homeopathy and working with different things like that, more vibrational healing.
Wow. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful.
Sounds great. I hope I can afford you.
Oh, it's not expensive. What we're going to have is we're going to have classes set up for affordable pricing. So look on my website in the next month, and you'll see, hopefully in the next month, you'll have all this information down, and people will start signing up. So we'll get you fixed up, but let me know what you need. And even half-hour sessions are available if you want it done now.
Okay. Thank you so
much. All right. You're welcome. Have a great night.
Thank you.
You're in New York. Okay. Okay. Bye-bye, sweetie.
For calling me in. And remember, to reach Mona one more time, sacredreconnections.com. Well, Mona, we're getting ready to end the show. Can you see how fast this has gone? It's amazing. I love it when you're here. So much great information.
Thank you.
Do you have any words in parting that you would like to share?
First of all, thank you, Pam, for having me on your show. Let's do it again soon. I can't wait. and number one.
Okay.
Number two, I want to tell everybody, remember that we on some level have been brainwashed by our medical system. I'm just going to say it. We have not learned how to take our power into our own hands. We have not learned the extraordinary, beautiful part of our systems that do the job for us. We were born with homeostasis. Our physical body wants to be healthy, and we are the ones learning the lessons to become that health. And once we allow it and understand it better, we will be healthier, and we can have longevity, and all of the things that we want are right here today in 2016. So remember, the first thing that it requires is for you to love yourself. Love who you are and start from there. Okay, and the rest will come. As long as you're open, the rest will come. We are the stem cell.
Well, I agree with you, and I know that we are the healer, and we have to just take our own personal healing in our own hands, which is what I did many years ago, and that's what got me into looking at all kinds of alternative healing, because I was not getting any help from the doctors. And we can heal ourselves. We just have to put ourselves in that wonderful healing mode, and magic happens.
Yes, and remember, everything is mutable, and everything can be shifted and changed as it naturally is anyway. And remember, that's a blessing, okay? And the rest we will take care of later. And again, anybody wants to contact me on my website, I'd be happy to hear from you, sacredreconnections.com. Pam, thank you again for everything. I love you guys.
We love you too. thank you. Annie, did you want to say goodnight?
Yes. Thank you, Mona. What a great show. And I need to call you too, because I've got like some tingling going on in my right arm, and every now and then it's not a permanent thing, but it's like
that's nerve related, and I can shift that with you and tell you exactly what's going on with that. That's absolutely nerve related. Right arm is about giving, so we know that that's all the stuff you've been carrying, and all the emotions you've been carrying and the mental ideas and stuff are trying to release through letting you know that it no longer needs to be there, and that's it's giving you a gentle signal.
Okay.
So shake out your hand, sister, and let it out.
I hear you. Go away. Okay, well, great show, and you're always wonderful, and I know everybody that got to talk to you was loving it. So thank you for your time, and everybody have a great week. And stay warm.
Thank you, Annie.
Good night, everyone.
Are we on?